Orphan Train Rider, One Boy's True Story by Andrea Warren. Narrated by Laura Hicks. Introduction. The Orphan Trains. More than 200,000 children rode orphan trains in this country between 1854 and 1930. They were part of a placing out program created to find homes for children who were orphans or whose parents could not take care of them. Most of the riders came from New York or other large cities in the East. The trains brought groups of them to other parts of the country, where they were lined up in front of crowds of curious onlookers. Interested families could then choose the child they wanted. Within a week, a child could go from living in an orphanage or on city streets to living in a Midwestern farmhouse or village. Many children found parents who loved them and took care of them. Others never felt at home with their new families. Some were mistreated. There is not much time left for orphan train riders to tell their stories. Those still alive are now elderly. Some will not talk about their experiences because they feel ashamed of being a train kid, or because they did not find a happy home at the end of their ride. Others, like Lee Nailing, the man whose story is told in this book, believe that it is important for Americans to know about the orphan trains and the children who rode them. Chapter 1. Lee Loses His Mother. Lee Nailing was 7 years old when his mother died. He cannot remember.